Erev Tov, Rabotai. I want to share with you a very interesting halachic, very nice nafkamina ledina from last week's parasha. I actually was ma'ayin a little bit more today. Watch this. Here we go. The Torah tells us that even though it's not the first time the Torah speaks about Eved Ivri in Parashat Behar, the Torah reiterates the sugya of Eved Ivri. Person's poor, he sells himself as an Eved, either because he stole something, whatever it was, he sells himself as an Eved. The Torah gives for the owner, the buyer of the Eved Ivri, there are several alachot, including what the Torah says, Lo tirde bo befarich. Don't, how do they translate it? You shall not subjugate him through hard labor. Fear Hashem. So, what does it mean exactly to subjugate him to overworking or hard labor? Rashi quotes a midrash in the Sifri. Sifri says as follows: Shlomo Tachiv. Melacha shelo letzorech kedei la'anoto. Giving him work that you really don't need, just to make him suffer. For instance, אל תאמר לו, אכין לי את הכוס הזה, והוא אינו צריך. אדור תחת הגפן, עד שעבו. Says, you give him odd jobs, just to make him crazy, even though you don't need it. Boil me the water. Work under the street. All sorts of things that you don't need, just in order for you to, like, be on top of him. You're not allowed to do that. אסור לעשות ככה. Says the Torah, says Rashi. שמת תאמר, אין מכיר בדבר, אם לצורך אם לאו. ואומר אני לא שהוא לצורך, הרי הדבר הזה מסול ללב, לכך נאמר, ויראת מאלוהיך. Which means, you might say, no one else knows besides for me that I don't need to work. Yeah, he doesn't even know. He might think that I need to work. That's why anytime there's something that only I know in my heart and nobody else knows, the Torah always refers to ויראת מאלוהיך. Where else do we find that? מפני שיבה תקום והדרת פני זקן, ויראת מאלוהיך אני השם. What if you look away? You look like you didn't see the old person, so I don't have to stand up. Hashem says, I know what you did. Anytime that there's something that only you know, the Torah uses this phrase of Viyareta Meloecha, fear God, because Hashem, no, not you. Yeah. 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 Because Hashem sees everything. Interestingly, so this is, by the way, the Rambam brings this Halacha, Perek Aleph, Milchot Avadim, Halacha Vav. Rambam brings this Midrash down as halacha, that you're not allowed to do avodat parich to an Eved Ivri. You can do that to Eved Kanani, that's okay, but Eved Ivri, you're not allowed to subjugate him to such hard work, and hard work, lefi halacha, according to this description, is when you don't need the work done. I want to read to you a Sha'arei Teshuvah l'Rabbeinu Yonah. Whew. This is fiery stuff. Can I ask you a question? If I need something from the Eved Ivri, can I ask him to do it? What if it's hard? It's also okay. The Avodat Parich is not about the difficulty of the work, Rashi explains, and the Rambam. It's nothing to do with the difficulty of the work. It has to do with whether or not you need it. You're just trying to make him crazy. Rabbeinu Yonah, in Sha'ar Gimal, Ot Samach of Sha'arei Teshuvah says, Uvachichim b'nei Yisrael ish be'achiv, the Torah reiterates this commandment a few psukim later of not subjugating Am Yisrael to hard work. Says Rabbi Yonah, "Lo yishta'abed adam b'chaviro." You're not allowed to overwork your friend. V'im ematu alehim o sheim boshim le'achil devaro, lo yetzaveh otam la'asot ketana o gedola, ela lirtzonam v'to'altam. V'afilu le'achim tzapachat ma'im, o latzet b'shlichut l'rechov ha'ir, liknot ad kikar lechem. Says, interesting thing. Says, what happens? I need something done. I need a favor. And I want to ask somebody to do it. But I know that either based on who I'm asking or who I am, the person's going to either be afraid of me or ashamed to say no. Rabbeinu Yonah says, even though I need the favor, you're not allowed to ask him for that favor. That is transgression of this halacha of lo tirdei bo befarich. You're only allowed to ask somebody to do something for you when you know that he's doing it willingly and not because he's afraid or ashamed of you. What's up? Femel. So you see two chidushim of Rabbeinu Yonah. First of all, according to the way the Midrash explains the Pasuk, that Isur of Lotirdebo Befarech was talking about Eved Ivri. Over here, it seems like it's talking, Rabbeinu Yonah extended it even to Bnei Chorin, even to free people, even to people who are not Avad. Number one. Number two, Lotirdebo, according to the Midrash and according to the Rambam, was only talking about if you don't need the Melacha done. If you need it done, so it's legitimate. Rabbeinu Yonah says, even if it's legitimate, and even if you need it done, but the guy is too ashamed or too afraid to refuse, that's also asur. A double chidush of Rabbeinu Yonah saying that something like that would be asur. No, but that's already an employee. You sign up to get tasked with work. That's the way it works. Yeah? Wait, hold on. Sold themselves. The Eved Ivri sold himself to work normally, not for him to send me on wild goose chases when you don't really need it. Hold on. Yes, absolutely. Hold on. Where was it? I wrote it down. Shin Memvav. Here we go. Tzvi, stay with me. No, just all good. Just pass it. Yeah. Sefer HaChinuch in Siman Shin Mem, in Mitzvah Shin Mem Vav, in this Mitzvah Shelo La'avod Be'Eved Ivri Avodat Parech, listen to what he says. Ve'af al pi she'en anoheget bizman hazeh. This Mitzvah, this prohibition, no longer applies. Lefi she'en kinyan Eved Ivri noheg. There's no Eved Ivri anymore. Once Yovlot stopped, which is by Churban Bet HaMikdash, no Yovel, no Eved Ivri. Why? Because if the Eved Ivri, if there's no Yoveh, Eved Kenani still exists, still can exist. Yeah, you can. I mean, it's illegal in Panama. In Panama, you can own slaves. No? How you say slaves? Eslavos? Okay. What? Yeah, technically, in where it's legal, it's mutab, you can purchase an Eved Kenani. But Eved Ivri is no longer applicable once you have not stopped. Takshiv. He says, "Lefi shen kinyan David David noeg mikol makom ra'ui lo le'adam li'izayir be'inyan mitzvazo gam ayom biot aniim bnei beto u'li'izayir b'zarbe." It still milchot derech eretz to be cognizant of this mitzvah, not to overwork your workers. And he goes on to a whole musarvart of wealth and poverty is a cycle in this world. Sometimes you're wealthy, sometimes you're not. And the Gemara says you always have to treat anim nicely, because if you're wealthy, there's no guarantee about your children and grandchildren. So he says treat anim nicely, because one day you might need the same treatment. So it's very clear from Sefer HaChinuch that he disagrees with Rabbeinu Yonah in Sha'arei Teshuvah, and he says that this thing is only midin derech eretz, whereas Rabbeinu Yonah extended it even to Bnei Chorin, even to free people. Even not to not slaves, the sur of subjugating them, ba'avodat parech, by asking them to do things for you when you know they're afraid or ashamed to refuse. Minchat Chinuch says beferush, there's no isur, it's only midin derech eretz. That's number one. I want to show you in Shulchan Aruch, this actually comes up in Siman Kuf Samachtet. Shlomo Makatuv Shama. Rhetorical. In Siman Kuf Samachtet, it's talking about Hilchot Seuda. The halacha is, the Gemara tells us, as does Maran HaShulchan Aruch, kol davar shemivin lifnei ha'adam sheyesh lo reach ve'adam ta'ev lo tzarech liten mimenu l'shamash miyad. There's a halacha, if you have a dedicated waiter, a butler in the house that's always serving you, if you see that when he's serving you, he has an appetite for that food, it creates an element of sakana, and you have to give him from that food. The Gemara says that if you salivate over food, over certain food, and you don't eat it, it can lead to certain sakana. And that's why the halacha dictates that if you have a waiter, a dedicated waiter, and you see that he's hungry to eat from that food, you must give him. One second. Umidat chasidut, hu liten lo miyad mikol min vamin, velo iten lo, that's a different story, it says, midat chasidut is to give him for every dish that he's serving you, give him a little bit. Give him a little bit, even before he asks. Midat chasidut. Good. For the guy who wants to eat and doesn't. For the waiter. Yeah. Yes. The Gemara says it causes all sorts of things to happen. You can become a sakana. The Gemara in Ketubot tells a story about it. What's up, Tzvi?
Only in my house. You like Rabbi Shali? Or like, I'm a waiter in my house.
You're a waiter. You're a waiter that you're responsible for.
Like a peace up program, like for 10 days I got my own waiter.
Like, no.
She definitely wanted my food. She told me she was eating noodle soups. All you're eating like these bad steaks. Like you're eating noodle soups for 10 days straight.
Like chametz noodle soups?
They
how do you know? And how do you know her name was Danielle? Oh, okay. Yeah.
It's
me. Stop. I'm gambling. Yeah, good. No. Is it anybody who works in your house? Not necessarily. Listen to the Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham is... When was the last time you gave anybody who have a waiter at home, like a dedicated waiter? In Mexico, sometimes they have like a maid. You usually give them a piece of food every time? Chademe, yeah. I mean, but not on the spot. They eat their own meals, whatever. Yeah, but not necessarily on the spot. Magen Avraham wants to know why we're not so makpid on this halacha anymore. Listen to what he says. Well, takshiv. Umeach ta'ama, en anu noagim niten l'shamash, mikol min v'min, says, we're not always makpid to give him from every course that they serve, like it says in Shulchan Aruch. We're not makpid about that. Plus, v'gam, anu manichim la'avadim la'orich kelenu acharenu al-bet ha-merchatz, v'lin'ol min alenu, he says, you know, the halacha is another midrash says that for an Eved Ivri, you're not allowed to lota'avod bo avodat avid. You can't give him avodat gnai. Avodat gnai is demeaning work. Carrying your clothes to the bathhouse, putting on your shoes, things of that nature. You're only allowed to have an Eved Kina'ani do that. You cannot give that to Eved Ivri. Says the Magen Avraham, so why are we not makpid to give them to do these kind of things? He says, even if it's a Jewish waiter or a Jewish worker. He says, why? Our avadim that we have today, they're not really slaves. They can quit half day. They're like workers. This isur was only by Eved Ivri. Eved Ivri can't quit. By a regular po'el, the halacha is a po'el can quit even half day. Why? We learned that the Gemara says Baba Metzia, if it can, a po'el, a worker, a Jewish worker can quit half day. Why? If I can't quit, that makes me an Eved. Ki li b'nei Yisrael avadim, v'lo avadim l'avadim. Therefore, says Magen Avraham, since the avadim that we have today, quote unquote, are not real avadim, they're just really considered salaried workers, and also the shamashim that we have are not really considered shamashim, we are not makpid to give them from every course, and we're also not makpid to have them do avodot bzuyot, these avodot ginai, the demeaning forms of work that in general you're not allowed to have an Eved Ivri do. Magen Avraham clearly doesn't hold, like Rabbeinu Yonah, that this extends to Bnei Chorin. Rabbeinu Yonah, if you remember, he said, even regular people, and even if you need it, you can't send them on missions, you can't ask them to do you a favor, if you really think that he's scared or ashamed of you. There's a famous story. The story is actually brought down by Agon of Sternbuch. Tshuvot v'anagot, chelek alef, siman tafresh mem. He writes, he wants to derive halacha from the story. There's different versions of the story, but this is the one he brings down. That once, Rav Elchanan Wasserman, Hashem Yinkom Damo, and the Chazon Ish were sitting at a chasana of a certain Talmid Chacham. And he invited both of them. And they were both sitting together. At the wedding, the Chazon Ish's minhag was never to speak publicly. He didn't speak publicly. That was his thing. And Rav Elchanan kept on asking him again and again to give a Dvar Torah, to give a drasha. Give a drasha, give a drasha. Eventually, and the Chazon Ish said no. And eventually, Rav Elchanan blurted out, he said, I'm asking you to give a drasha, and I'm confident that this does not fall under what Rabbeinu Yonah says, the Isur of Lo Tirdebo, pushing a person to do something that they're uncomfortable to do. That's what he told the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish responded to him, he says, I'm not so sure. That's what Chazon Ish told back to Rav Elchanan. Rav Elchanan recoiled. He got very nervous. He started asking the Chazon Ish for Mechila. And then he backed off. He stopped asking him. So the Tshuvot Vanagot wants to say, what's the Svarata Machloket between Rav Elchanan and the Chazon Ish? Why was it so pashut to Rav Elchanan that it's not an issue? And why did the Chazon Ish say not so pashut that he thought maybe it is an issue? The Machloket is, who are we looking at? Are we looking at the Totza'ah? Are we looking at the outcome, the job that's being asked of you? Or are we looking at the person who's asking for it? Rav Elchanan's looking at the Totza'ah. What was he asking for? He's asking for Dvar Torah. Dvar Torah, there can't be any sur of Lo Tirdebo, of overworking a person when I ask him to do Dvar Torah. The Chazon Ish wasn't looking at the actual outcome of what was being asked of. He was looking at who's asking it. Rav Elchanan was Gedol Ador. Is Adam Gadol Meod. Therefore, for him to ask the Chazon Ish to do something that he was uncomfortable to do, and he'd be ashamed to tell him no, he says, even though you're asking me to even say Dvar Torah, the Chazon Ish said that according to Rabbeinu Yonah, there would still be this transgression of Lo Tirdebo B'Farech. Very interesting thing. Now again, Rov HaPoskim don't hold like Rabbeinu Yonah. The Rambam doesn't hold like him. Sefer HaChinuch, Magen Avraham, they all seem to be saying that these laws apply only to Eved Ivri. Midin Derech Eretz, they apply to other people too, ben Amidin Alacha. But for those who are concerned for the Psak of Rabbeinu Yonah and Sha'aret Teshuvah, you have to be careful. Interestingly, La'alacha, not to ask people to do things for you, meaning only ask people to do things for you if you know that they're comfortable to say no. Because then if they say yes, you know that it's coming from a place of willingness. But if it's not, If there are people who are, I don't know, somebody asked me, what about a parent to a child? Parent to a child, that's a Dvar Mitzvah. Now again, that has nothing to do with being ashamed of. Maran HaShulchan Aruch says that parents are not allowed to be overbearing on their children also. Being makpid on their kavod, asking to do this, do that. Just because you have kids, they're not your avadim. In life, you have to learn to do things yourself. Be self-sufficient. If you really need somebody else, somebody's help, then ask for help. You know, In Western society, they always say, ask for help. It's okay to ask for, no problem. But don't get used to a crutch. Learn to do things yourself. Don't train yourself to be contingent and dependent on other people. Be self-sufficient. That's good. If you need help, ask for help. They say that. Just because you have kids, go get this, go do that. Oh, hello. I want to be mezakeh otam with a mitzvah. Be mezakeh yourself with a mitzvah first. Ata ta'aseh mitzvot. It's true, if you need their help, whatever, ask them. Beseder, hakol tov. But that doesn't necessarily mean that they're not gophers. You know what gophers are? This, that, go. Maza avadim? So even though technically la'alacha, it would seem that you don't have to be as choshesh, because many of these poskim argue in Rabbeinu Yonah, but at the end of the day, there is such a shita. You should be careful, even with Bnei Chorin, even with people, free people, that are not avadim, not to send them on missions if you know that they're not willing to do it. And especially if they say no, don't pester them. That could be a transgression of Lo Tirdebo B'Farech, which according to Rabbeinu Yonah falls under this umbrella of the Isur Deoraita, so you have to be very careful. Any questions? Tov. Laila Tov.